acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and old anxiety?
Welcome back to the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and I'm joined by my dear friend Tom McCubbin.
We are here.
We are here, and we are doing a special New Year's Eve show. And it is being taped, so please hold your phone calls till next week. We will be live next week. And if you have a question that you need asked right away, you can always email us at betterlawns.com. Tom, we've had a wonderful first hour.
We did, yes.
And it went by so fast.
I know.
And so I wanted to touch base on, we started something new this year with the dirty words
like
of the
that.
Day.
I like that.
And it's different gardening terms, gardening scientific, but then also gardening phrases or to deal with nature. And so I will tell you, Lizzie, did you have a favorite dirty word of the day?
Yes, I remember it was around the beginning of the year, and it started with an N.
Nick and Nasty?
That's what I'm talking about.
Nick and Nasty, and that is a really cool dirty word of the day. What does it mean?
Well, I can actually say it in public and on air and not get fined. That's what that means.
And so Nick and Nasty is a word that is when the plants move with during the sleep motions. They move while they're sleeping. And it's a really, it's research, scientifically based, and it's really cool to look up. And,
so do
and,
I.
I was going
to
say.
Are you trying to say I'm a plant? Are yeah. plant related?
We
here?
Do the Nick and Nasty at
yeah,
night.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there you go. Now she's getting fired.
Yeah.
You couldn't help yourself all the way to the end of the year.
Apologize.
And so, Tom, did you have some new words of the year?
My favorite one continually is mudding in.
Mudding in.
I just, that's great for gardeners because. You know, you get down there and you get the soil nice and moist and you put the plant in and you just kind of mud it in.
And it kind of slurps.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, slushy.
Slushy and slurps.
I think it takes me back to my days in Maryland where you had the clay soils and the good old loam type soils and
yes.
you mud those in, yeah, so, which is kind of neat. So
that's wonderful.
But
I love that. Mudding in.
You're getting some now that are so sophisticated. I don't know them myself.
Well, you know, I love looking for them, and I find them in the oddest places. And one is Zoochory, Zoochory, and this was back November. And it means seeds dispersed by animals. And so animals eat them, or they get attached to the fur. And there's different ways, but it's by ants and by bees and by beetles. And then also, of course, bats, and then also, you know, dogs and cats and animals.
And me.
Yeah, you.
I can't believe
humans,
all,
that's right.
I
mammals.
Can't believe all these little seeds, the stick tights and Spanish needles.
Oh, the Bidens. Oh, that's, they're.
I'm surprised I don't have some on me.
I wonder why they're. You find them everywhere. It's because they get taken everywhere.
Yeah.
And so I have another word, and it was coined by Dr. Alan Armitage.
Okay.
And it's called nativar. And this is a blending, a hybrid of the cultivar of a native. And so he combined the two words. And it means selected hybridized or crossbred varieties of native plants.
The native varieties.
And
native
they have just a different growth pattern, different color pattern. And so all of these different ones that are better for the environment and then also, too, are easily grown so that they can produce a lot of them.
How about that?
And that's one of the downsizes or down points of natives is so difficult to produce enough of them so that everybody has them. And so by having these extra cultivars, it really helps.
Which reminds me, I was trying to grow butterfly weed this summer and really had trouble getting the seeds up.
Yes.
And they finally came up.
Now, do you get aphids with yours?
Oh, yeah. No, nice little yellow aphids.
How do you get rid of those?
Insecticidal soap.
Do you?
You could wash them off.
I spray them off with a hose, and they just get annoyed after I've done it the second time.
Yeah,
and
I just do something natural. Yeah, and so they come along, they're growing so well, and a caterpillar comes in and eats them back. Oh, ticks me off. problems you have in gardening.
That's true. What you want and then you don't want.
Yeah.
You want the butterflies. You don't want the
But those seeds were hard to get up.
Yeah, and
for me.
Were you growing them in pots or in the ground?
I started them in a flat.
In a flat.
Yeah, just kept moist, kept warm.
And nothing came up.
Well, slowly, over a period of time, over a period of a month or more.
Wow. Because, you know, our friend Jim up in Newberry, his wife, he was trying to grow stock.
I remember that,
And he couldn't, he said his wife, Ruth, was having trouble growing them and they just didn't produce. I've never really had that problem, but is that something we're seeing
in stock,
you know, all the time?
Yeah. I'm just wondering. Some seeds are slow.
Right, but it says on the packet how long it should take.
Yeah, and it's normally longer than it takes, really.
Right.
Stock should come up in at least a week or two.
Yeah, and they didn't. Well, the first batch they planted didn't come up at all.
Yeah.
So, but they said the packet was, you know, the correct age. It wasn't an old packet.
Yeah, but here's the problem with seeds. You have to be careful where you buy them. And sometimes the garden centers, you know, I'm not downing garden centers, but we'll keep them in a hot spot for a while.
Yeah.
Or in areas too humid. I've seen seed racks taken from inside the garden center and moved outside in the heat of summer.
Right.
And in fact, one time I was teaching a class and I was growing, gave the students marigold seeds. Not a one came up.
Marigolds.
And it's because the seeds had been placed outside the garden center and where it was hot and humid, and they just deteriorated that quickly.
See, I'm so glad that happened to you.
Yeah,
that just makes me
I
feel so
are.
Much better about yeah. myself. We're going to be back with more of our New Year's Eve show. We're glad you're with us from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. I'm Teresa Watkins with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.